Listen to Anieri and John talking about various tools they use for measuring, gauging, and scribing.
We're learning about so many different tools in vocational school at the moment.
Yes, you're right. Take measuring tools, for example. Can you name some?
Easy. The vernier caliper, the dial gauge, the protractor, and the external micrometer.
That's right. What about gauging tools? Can you name those too?
Of course. The limit gap gauge, the feeler gauge, the radius gauge, and the straight edge.
Excellent. And do you know the difference between measuring tools and gauging tools?
Let me try if I can get it right. Measuring tools determine the actual size of a length or an angle with a numerical value. Gauging compares the form or size of a workpiece with a gauge to see if the workpiece is within the permitted deviation.
Very impressive. I noticed that you've paid attention in class.
And what about you? Can you tell me what scribing is about?
That's easy. Scribing is transferring the dimensions of a drawing onto the workpiece.
And how do you do that? What kind of tools do you need?
Scribers or dividers. The choice of the right scribing tool depends on the material of the workpiece.
Okay. So what would you use for metal materials?
Steel scribers with a hardened tip.
And for soft materials, such as aluminum?
A fine liner.
And how do you use a center punch?
That's a bit tricky. In order to center correctly, you have to hold it at an angle first, so that you can see the center properly. Next, you put it into a vertical position. Then you can start center punching.
Wow! I see you've also been paying attention to your lessons, John. Well done!